How we respond whenever we have been hurt or offended is key to resolving conflict. We need to learn to act, not react. Proverbs 15:1 says, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger." Determine ahead of time that you do not need to react as your mate has reacted. If they've wronged or offended you, what you do or say next is crucial. This is a time when conflict can most easily be resolved. You can determine that you do not need to react as your mate has reacted. If your mate has hurt you, you do not need to hurt your mate. Whatever your mate has done to you, you do not need to respond in kind. The Apostle Paul stated it this way, "See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good both among yourselves and to all men." You don't have to reciprocate or mirror what others do to you or say about you. Your mother probably taught this principle to you in the same way my mother taught me. Two wrongs do not make a right. Your response is subject to your will. You don't need to be hateful, angry, or cruel to a person who hurts you. You can respond with the love and patience of the Spirit of God rather than the revengeful and impatient spirit of man. Strife begins at the point when you allow yourself to have hurt feelings, and then you choose to nurse that hurt and wallow in it. Proverbs speaks often in this subject, "A wrathful man stirreth up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeaseth strife." My name is Morris Hull, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org.